Okay, so may I first have your name, please?
My name is Adam Carr, C-A-R-R.
So, today we are going to talk a little bit about the voting system in U.S. And our first question will be, when you think about the process of voting in U.S., where would you say on the scale between trust or distrust?
I feel very... this is an interesting question. I feel a tremendous amount of trust in the integrity of the voting results, especially through the course of the last few elections. There's obviously been, or from my perspective, there's been a tremendous amount of coordinated effort putting into casting doubt on the apparatus of voting. So process of voting has been polluted by people intentionally trying to create distrust around voting, in my opinion. And in spite of that, I still trust the structures 100%, and so much so that it infuriates me how much narrative has been created around, false narrative, in my opinion, around the integrity of our vote. Those are deeply anti-democratic, in my opinion, those efforts.
So,
did you want more fun stuff, or is this too?
No, it's okay.
Some fun answers about the erosion of democracy. All right, cool.
But it's actually lead to our second question. Like, do you have any stories or details that you can share with us about your
voting?
Yeah, or your interaction.
Yeah. When I go to vote in my neighborhood, I live in the south side of Milwaukee. The people working the polls are my neighbors, and I trust my neighbors. The people who are voting alongside me are my neighbors, and I trust the people I vote with. I actually think I have yet to vote today. My mom voted with my daughter here because she lives over here, and I'm going to go vote with my daughter later today. My wife might vote with her a third time, so my daughter might go and vote three times today. And I think just to me, like, so just talking about like the idea of a place, my polling spot and what I see and experience there every time I go vote is my community, and I trust my community. So, yeah, I mean, like, I understand voting, every polling, like, voting is, you know, there's so many different wards in Milwaukee and throughout our country, but I don't know, I believe in the integrity of the community around me.
So, in general, if for the, from 0 to 10, will you have like exact number or level for your trustworthiness?
Trust for which?
Trust for the voting system.
I would I'd just say one, close to one, 1.3.
Thanks. Very precise. Yeah. Okay. So, and what other conditions or what other things we can do to like enhance or can to kind of like to maintain this kind of trust?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think it's civics. Like, just because there's so frequently a loose grasp on civics in our populace. People don't know a lot about what voting processes are like. So then it's actually really easy to sow disinformation through that. So I think the way that we get more resilient is just, I mean, I'm also not the kind of person that thinks like, oh, everyone should be reading the Constitution every day, because I think people should be more civically engaged. So I think the question to me is, how do we incentivize civics education where people don't view it as removed and abstract? Because I think the reason you're asking these questions to begin with is that we know it's feels more relevant now than it has in generations.
Great. Thanks so much.
Yeah.